From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal is displaying more and more anger and frustration over the continuing BP Gulf oil leak and what he sees as lack of competence in stopping it and preventing it from fouling the coastline.
This oil threatens not only our coast and our wetlands, this oil fundamentally threatens our way of life here in South Louisiana.
BP has missed one projected date after another to stop the gushing leak. The company now says it will try a so-called top kill, dumping heavy mud and concrete into the well to stop the leak as early as tomorrow. It had said it would start the procedure last weekend after other techniques failed. A Coast Guard commandant now says the U.S. government has neither the know-how nor the equipment to move BP aside and plug the leak. Today, the 11 workers who died on the BP drilling rig when it exploded are to be honored. As NPR's Russell Lewis reports, the memorial may give some family members a partial sense of closure.
More than 100 workers escaped the Deepwater Horizon after it caught fire and sank in April, but rescuers were never able to find any trace of 11 others. Those who died lived all over the South, Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. Some were single, some married, many left kids behind. The company that operated the drilling rig, Transocean, is holding the memorial ceremony in Jackson, Mississippi, to honor those who were lost and those who survived. Family, friends, and crew members are expected to attend. The next round of federal government hearings to the accident was postponed until Wednesday to allow people to go to the service. Investigators still have no idea what caused the rig to explode and catch fire. Russell Lewis, NPR News, Jackson, Mississippi.
President Obama is throwing his weight behind a bill to extend several popular tax breaks and other programs that are about to expire. They include a provision to block a scheduled 21% cut in Medicare payments to doctors. As NPR's Julie Rovner reports, congressional leaders are pushing to finish work on the measure by the end of the week.
It's the third time this year Congress has faced a tight deadline to put off the Medicare doctor pay cuts, which Democrats and Republicans agree would be devastating to the program and the millions of seniors it serves. Unless lawmakers act before they break for Memorial Day, the cuts, which are the unintended result of a flawed formula, will take effect June 1st. But they've not been able to agree on whether or how to pay to make the cuts go away. Republicans want the tens of billions of dollars offset. Democrats don't. The bill Congress takes up this week would delay the cuts for 3.5 years. That's less than doctor groups want, but enough to give politicians some breathing room. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
It's not over till it's over, and the Orlando Magic has stopped a potential Boston Celtics 4-game sweep in the NBA Eastern playoffs, the score 96-92. This is NPR News. It looks like Ethiopia's ruling party has won a landslide victory in national elections. But NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports allegations of voter intimidation and harassment of the opposition are casting a pall on the apparent victory.
A massive rally in the Ethiopian capital of Addis Ababa marked the apparent victory of the ruling party. Only provisional results have been announced, but those results indicate a near across-the-board sweep of legislative seats. Ethiopia's prime minister, Mela Zenawi, is assured another 5 years in office. He attributes his party's victory to strong economic growth in recent years and urged the world to accept the results. But Mela's party has tirelessly hounded its political opposition in recent years, jailing and even torturing many. European Union observers say they are worried by reports they've received, citing violence and voter intimidation. And Human Rights Watch says that some voters were told they would lose their jobs or educational opportunities if they voted against the ruling party. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
People say they spotted tornadoes in the Dakotas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and Texas as a storm system moved through. Meteorologists have not confirmed that. Today, forecaster Dave Fobert says it will be umbrella weather in the Midwest, but he thinks there will not be any twisters.
The conditions won't be right for tornado development, so there could be possibly some hail, but as far as tornadic-type storms, it doesn't look like it.
The winds have damaged a few buildings, some power lines are down, and about 24 people are now waiting to go home again after winds tore the roof off their apartment building in Scotts Bluff, Nebraska. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.